We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, does a great job on SNY and the Jet pre- and post-game show. Former quarterback of the Jets, Rutgers guy, Ray Lucas. Hi, Ray. How are you?
JoJo, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I'm still upset. I got to tell you this. I'm still upset from 1999 that Parcells didn't go to you sooner that season. I'm still so ticked off about it. I still got a hemorrhoid, Ray, from that. I got to tell you. he stuck with this terrible Rick Meyer who stunk. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, all right?
I appreciate it, Joseph.
Yeah, you had a real good year that year. All right, let's talk about the football team now. We'll start with the quarterback because I know, look, I'm not buying the jersey yet. You know me. I got to see, you know, it's only his second year. He hasn't done anything yet, although I like what I saw last year. But, I mean, Donald looks like the real deal, Ray.
He's special, Joe. He's very special. And I could go on record saying that the last, 6 to 8 games he played last year were exactly a good preview of what we're about to see. I think that the Jets, you know, if they're going to go to a Super Bowl, it's going to be with this kid behind center because he's very intelligent. He's not a big mouthy guy, which, you know, to each his own. Even when we were down 40, I was still talking crap. But he just seems to me is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Like, he's just, he looks the part. He definitely plays the part. But, you know, you get a guy like Le'Veon Bell, that's going to help him out, Sam, immensely. But I will say this, Joe, that offensive line to me is still a big question mark.
Well, you got two guys, key guys, banged up right now, Assembly and Winters. I mean, you know, how about those? I mean, are we going to see those guys for the start of the season?
Well, yeah, I would say definitely, yeah. I mean, Brian Winters had a history of playing hurt. I mean, he's probably one of the toughest guys in the NFL at the offensive line position. But when you look at, you know, Assembly, I mean, again, we're talking about a guy who, you know, like I said, middle of the pack. But, you know, to me, it's more or less you're protecting the blind side of your future, and that's big time. And if they're going to be banged up at the start of the season, what's the catch-22, Joe? You put somebody that's banged up and Sam Darnold goes down from a blindside hit, then you got major, major issues. But again, like I said, I think, you know, everybody was telling me, Ray, we got to get in center. No, we don't. No, we do not. Jonathan Harrison played awesome last year in the end of, at the end
I
of
thought
the season.
So. I thought so too, Ray, to be very honest with you. Although I'm happy with Khalil, but I do agree with you about Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably one of the most underrated players that I've ever seen on a Jets roster. But at the same time, when you look at it, you're talking about a guy who came in the middle of the season. You know how hard it is for a center and a quarterback to be on the same page? And the way Sam Darnold played, you have to give credit to Harrison for his play call. Because let's not forget, the offensive line is telling you what, you know, where the middle linebacker, even though the quarterback picks it out, they're in constant communication. And I thought Harrison deserved the right to start. I was not upset when they didn't get a big fish in the free agent market.
But you got to be happy with signing Khalil, right? I mean,
without a doubt.
He's going to play. Is he playing tomorrow? He's going to play a little bit tomorrow or no?
Well, I would assume so because that's the only game I'm watching is the third game. I don't even watch any preseason games. So I'm lying because I did watch the first one and I was really PO'd a little bit with the lack of depth that we had, I thought, early. But then I caught myself and I'm saying, Ray, relax. It's only preseason game one. Relax.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're talking to Ray Lucas, talking Jets with him. All right. Let's talk about the head coach. Now, I did not want Adam Gase. I got to tell you
now. That makes two of us.
I didn't want him. I wanted Mike McCarthy to be a coach. I don't know. I think he's been blackballed out of the league. I get that feeling, but whatever. But Gase is the coach now. The one thing I will say, I have to say this, Ray. I know this guy, you like this guy. It's going to be a major upgrade over the absolutely brutal head coach we just had. I got to say that.
Well, here's the thing, too. And you know, you're talking about Todd Bowles. He was handcuffed. Just about basically all the years he was there. We're talking about a guy who was one of the best defense corners in the league. You know what I mean? When he got fired, what was he at his house for a half a day? And he's picked up immediately to be defense coordinator again. Listen, I agree with you. I said there's no way that you could let McCarthy walk out of the building. I mean, to me, you want to talk about quarterback whisperers. Mike McCarthy is a quarterback whisperer.
Of course.
So to let him walk out of the building and then hire a coach in your division that hasn't been to the playoffs in 2 years was a little puzzling to me. But that told me one thing. I think the owner of the team, Mr. Johnson, was making that call to get Gase in here because, again, you know, Mike Maccagnan gets fired after spending $139 million and doing the draft, which is completely insane.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that in NFL history. Right, I've never heard of anything like that.
And look, I'm all for Joe Douglas. We'll see what he does. But how did that happen? I couldn't believe that.
I don't know how you let somebody spend that much money and do the draft and then you fire him.
Right.
I don't get it.
Right. Right, and free agents, what you said, with the money, with the free agency. Yeah,
it might even have been more than $139 million. I might be underselling it, but
at the same time,
you have this guy do the draft and spend free agency money, and then you can him?
It's incredible. It really is. It's incredible. You know, one thing I really like, the upgrade with the offensive weapons, specifically two guys that, to me, you don't really think about. You're not really thinking about them going into the season, but Crowder and Montgomery, who I think are going to be big parts of the offense.
Well, at first when we signed Crowder, I thought, wait, that's way too much money. But, you know, he was hurt last year. So we're talking about a guy who's fresh that has to prove himself all over again in the New York market, okay? I know in Washington, D.C., when he was the Redskins, you know, you say, oh, the media. No. Like Frank Sinatra said, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and the media and everybody is ferocious. But Crowder can be that it factor because we never really had somebody in the slot that was dependable. I mean, you could put – you know, you could put all our guys in the slot, but different. But Crowder is a game changer because not only is he tough and can block, but he's quick and agile and runs great routes. So it's going to be real interesting in the beginning of the season to see how Gase uses him in this offense. Because don't forget, Le'Veon Bell was the best receiver and running back in the free agent market. Like to me, he was because let's not forget how much he catches the ball in the backfield.
Sure.
So what does that do to a defensive pass rush? You got a guy in the slot that can win, and I'm saying. You know, I had one of the best that's ever done in Kerbet, where I knew my security blanket was there, but that I knew I could look down the field and check and see if I wanted to go down the field deep, or I knew I could come back a little bit later to queue, and he would always be wide open. So Crowder has a chance to really emerge as one of the best slot receivers in the game if he stays healthy. That's the key component.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, we're talking to Ray Lucas, of course, does a great job on the pre- and post-game show on SNY with all the Jet stuff. Now, I love Greg Williams as the defensive coordinator. I think that's a tremendous move. I am concerned about the secondary. I mean, Trumaine Johnson was terrible last year. Now he's hurt. And we got, I mean, who's the cornerback? Darrell Roberts? Brian Poole? I mean, you got to be worried about that, right?
Well, here's the reason why I'm worried. Because we don't have a pass rush. And we haven't had a pass rush since Vietnam. I mean, the last time that was there was Jonathan Abraham, who played what I played.
Right.
So you're looking
at. And would miss half the season with injuries as well. So
exactly. But, you know, and at the same time, how do you cover the back end of your defense? You have a pass rusher. You don't have to cover that well. And they don't have one. They don't have a legitimate guy put his hand in the dirt where the offensive line is going to slide either way. I think Williamson, when he got hurt, I mean, tore ACL, that killed us because you got Mosley in the middle who's going to be nasty. Okay. You got a defensive coordinator that thinks nasty and wants his guys to play nasty. So they'll finally have an identity. I think Mosley was a huge signing because last couple of years, I'm like, what's the identity of the defense?
Right.
You know what I mean? Tell me, what is it? Because nobody had a friggin' answer. So for me, you know, when Williamson going down, I was like, man, that's terrible, but it's going to hurt us because I thought he played fantastic last year.
Nice.
You know, we're talking about a guy who led the team in tackles, but he's sideline to sideline speed, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Now he's out for the season. Who's coming down? That means Jamal Adams has to come out of the secondary again into the box.
Right. Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, and then you have no corner. Like, how long can we cover for? I mean, a quarterback has 4 seconds to throw the football. So it's going to be real interesting to see how Williamson does his offense. I mean, his defense, excuse me, does his defense to get some sort of pass rush because you can blitz them all, definitely. But again, then you lose them in coverage. You understand what I'm saying? So it's going to be real interesting to see how this thing pans out.
How about Big Q on the defensive line? What do you think about him?
I mean, it's a definite upgrade. I mean, you can't beat it. Identity, once again. But at the same time, when you're looking at it, is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be playing? You know, it's all a thing. But he's nasty. I think that's the best thing I like. Like, when I played, my offensive linemen were just, as soon as we stepped on the field, they wanted to punch somebody in the face. Supi Malamalu, Jumbo Elliott,
right,
Kevin Mawai. Yeah, they just played nasty. Yeah. So for me, as a quarterback, it was so much easier to be a quarterback because I knew I was going to have it. And even if I got hit, you know what I'm saying, it would make them angry. So I think that's huge in the NFL these days. You know, Brian Winters has it. You know, I think Osemele has it, but we'll see. Beecham might have it, but it has to be that way. So Q coming in is huge. I mean, but at the same time, you know, we got to see how he puts it together.
Well,
you got a lot of weapons with one football, Joe.
No, I understand. What I meant to say, though, was the kid on the defensive tackle, Williams.
The number one draft choice. Well, here's my thing. I think Jonathan Lewis, the kid from Kentucky, was there at four.
Right.
But you take the best available. The only reason why I was a little upset with the pick. Now, I think Williams is going to be an absolute monster in the middle.
Right.
But, you know, we have Leonard Williams, who you just picked up his fifth-year option. How are you going to find out about him if you don't have a pass rush? You know, it's the same position with Williamson and Leonard Williams.
But look, Leonard Williams to me has been a little bit of a disappointment so far in his career. But, I mean, with that said, you know, I think that Keenan Williams is going to, you know, make Leonard Williams a lot better, isn't he?
Well, here's the thing. It's almost the same person. That's how they drafted him out of USC. That's what they said about Leonard Williams when he came out, that, oh, he's not just a run stopper, he's a pass rusher. I mean, you've seen Williamson on tape. I've seen him on tape. I mean, he's a monster.
Oh, tremendous.
In the middle of the field. And he is a guy who could disrupt everything. So I would say, you know what, put Williamson at the nose guard or the one technique, two technique, and then put Leonard Williams on the outside, let him rush the passer. Let's see. How do you know? Him against a tackle with his strength, that could be a mismatch on every down. So Williams, the defense coordinator to me, it has the toughest job of mixing and matching and putting this thing all together, especially because, you know, the linebacker goes out for the season. Now what? I can't wait to see it come together, though. But here's the thing, Joe. I on paper, you know, we have a great team. It's up to Gase to put it all together.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't use the word great until I'm at the parade after they won the Super Bowl. Again, we're talking to...
Well, Joe, I'm talking to you. I know how. You're like fire and brimstone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, come on.
You know what I mean?
I want to win. Ray, it's only been 50 years. And by the way, let me just say this. Well, hold on 1 second here, Ray. I got to give the ID. This is, of course, 12 o'clock straight up. This is WFAN, Sports Radio 66 AM, and, of course, 101.9 FM here in New York. Beningo and Robertson, the midday.
Officially, it's WFAN.
Okay.
WFAN FM, New York.
Thank you.
Now we're good.
Thank you, Dove, now that you've said that. And we're talking to Ray Lucas, as I mentioned.
Tell that guy, don't interrupt us again.
Well,
I had to come down to the station. You know what I mean? I don't want no furniture moved.
I had to get the ID in there. Now, Ray, first of all, it's been 50 years since we've been in the freaking Super Bowl. It's been 8 years since they made the playoffs. I mean, you know, what do you want me to do? Am I supposed to be, like, thrilled? I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Joseph, optimistic, baby.
Oh,
optimistic.
On. Optimistic. What, are you kidding me?
What are you going to take, ulcer pills?
No, I'm confident. Listen to me. I'm seriously confident about this team. And I'll tell you right now, if they go 8-8, that's not good enough. 8-8 isn't cutting it. I'm telling you right now. So I am optimistic about this team. I'm optimistic.
I said 9-6.
Well, 9-7, you mean?
9-7. I'm sorry, 9-7.
Well, 9-7 is fine if they make the playoffs. 9-7
is
not
great.
If they don't make it, it's not so good. But I mean, but
they have to make the playoffs.
Right, you know. But I mean, I'm getting old, Ray. I'm going to be 66. Do you realize, Ray, that I was 16? No, seriously, I was 16 when they won that Super Bowl. Now, obviously, it was great, and I was thrilled. It was tremendous. But if you told me after that game. All right, January 12th, 1969, that night, that, you know what, bro? They put your arm around me and said, you're going to be 66 years old and still have not seen another one? I would have said, what? So it's painful, Ray. You know what I mean.
Listen to me. I've been covering the Jets for 13 years, so I do understand because I'm a fan first.
I know what I mean?
Like, I'm a Jersey boy. Playing at home when I was with the Jets and all my family could come. I mean, it was just absolutely awesome to be, you know, a Jersey boy who made it. And again, like I said, I'm with you. You know what I mean? Some days are hard doing the TV shows because you're sitting there thinking to yourself, like, what is going on?
Yeah, sure.
Like, how come we can't put this together?
Yeah, well.
And again, like I said, Joe, I will say this. All the money they spent and the upgrades they have, we'll have an identity in offense and defense. And I could be honest with you, I haven't said that in about 2 to 3 years, like everything, even Willie Colon, who's awesome, you know, broadcaster, mm-hmm. said, you know, we would argue, like, what's the identity?
Right. He's
like,
a little delusional. Willie's a little delusional, too, you know. Willie's a little bit of a delusional.
But at the same time, like, you know,
he's
we
a stealer.
Would say, like,
I mean, let's be honest, Willie's a stealer.
Take over?
Let's be
who?
Honest, Willie's a stealer. I mean, let's be real, okay? Guy won Super Bowl with the Steelers.
No, you can't say that.
No, I'm saying he's a stealer. Come on. What do you mean I can't say
that? He's from New York, dude. He's from the Boogie Down Bronx.
What? What does that mean?
Come on, Joseph.
He's a Steeler. He's got a Super Bowl ring from Pittsburgh, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I have mine from New England.
Well,
that?
I don't count that. You're still a Jet. You play for the Dolphins, too, but I still keep you. You still look at you as a Jet. Come on.
We're not even going to talk about the Dolphins. I've had my fourth neck surgery 5 weeks ago because of the Dolphins.
I know.
So I don't really want to talk about that over there.
I know.
But again, like I said, Joe, it looks promising on paper. It's going to be real interesting to see if Adam Gase can pull it all together. Listen, Greg Williams, I loved it.
Yes.
Like, I didn't like it. I loved
it.
No doubt. Because I know his mentality, and people might bash him for his past, but he's a great defensive coordinator, period. End of story.
Hey, you know what? We could bounty gate to the end of time as long as I win a Super Bowl. Let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because everybody will forget that then after they win the Super Bowl. Right. Everybody will forget everything.
Right, that's exactly right. You know, a couple more things before I let you go, Ray. Number one, what was the thinking behind, first of all, letting the kicker go who made the Pro Bowl, but to me, even worse than that, how do you let Andre Roberts, who could have probably was the MVP of the team last year, how do you let this guy walk, especially for the deal he got, and he goes to Buffalo? How did they let that happen?
Well, here's the thing, too. Like I said, you fired your GM. So, like, to me, everything is puzzling.
Yeah, but that happened before McCagnan was still there.
Out. Yeah, I know, but you let the kicker walk out. Nothing. You don't give him anything. You don't even give him an offer. You let him just walk.
Right.
And to me, the guy's a Pro Bowl kicker. You know how these games are won down at the end of the
game?
Sure,
of course.
It's a field goal.
Yep, yep.
You know, you're playing to get in position for a field goal and kill the clock. That's it. So you let the Pro Bowl kicker walk away, which to me was completely insane. That Roberts is a Pro Bowler on special teams.
Yep.
He was unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
And you're talking about changing field position. Changing field position, which nobody talks about in this, you know, in the NFL anymore, his field position. And he changed it quite a bit last year for them. And you let him walk out the freaking door, and then he goes to Buffalo.
Unbelievable.
So, to me, you know, and I don't have any hair left. It's not because of the Jets, because I have three daughters, but
I understand that, too.
Absolutely insane.
That's something else. I know about, by the way, Ray. I know a lot
and
about
that. And he wasn't Robert's kid, Joe, in Buffalo.
No, I've said that. He didn't even get this, like, ridiculous contract. They could have got him easily with all the money they had under the cap. It made no sense.
I just don't get it. It makes no sense.
And who's the kick returner now? This guy, Dortch? Is he going to be the kick returner?
Well, I think we'll find a lot out tomorrow. You know what I mean? Because you can't really tell. I mean, yeah, can he be a kick returner? Yeah, of course. Anybody could be a kick returner. But schematically, you know what I'm saying? You let Roberts walk out. I don't even think this kid is in the same ballpark as Roberts. I'm sorry. I just don't, because he's already proven. Roberts, you don't go to Pro Bowl and special teams by accident.
Yeah.
And that's real, because it's one person. You know, you understand what I'm saying, Joe? It's not like you're going on the offensive line, they pick five guys or seven guys to go to the Pro Bowl. It's one guy on special teams.
Yeah.
And that was Roberts. So, I don't know. Just a lot of stuff has me scratching my head. And like you said, Joe, I will be critical. I definitely
will
be critical.
And you definitely are.
You know me. I call it the way
I see it.
So.
Yes, you do.
But I'm very optimistic, Joe. I don't have to take Ulster pills right now. I'm not going to take
they haven't lost the game yet. I'm very optimistic, too, but they haven't lost the game yet. Before I let you go, I got to go a little bit into your career here, because I'm still upset from 20 years ago.
So, go ahead.
So here we are, 1997, the final game of the regular season. The Jets and the Lions in Detroit with a playoff spot.
Why you got to do this to me?
No, I have to do it to you. So here, we got a playoff spot on the line, all right? So for some reason, because let's be honest about it, Bill didn't like Neil O'Donnell, and he didn't want Neil O'Donnell to be a hero that day. So what does he do? He takes Neil O'Donnell out of the game to put you in, who had never thrown a pass in an NFL game, all right? Never, all right?
Right.
And I'm delirious as this is going on, all right? So, okay,
right.
you start the drive out pretty good, and I think you threw a pick at the end of the drive.
No, that was my second drive.
Oh, the first drive.
Went down, we scored.
Okay.
Yeah, we scored right away.
Okay.
And then the second drive, basically what happened was I thought it was cover two, and it was cover seven where the safety looks like he's going cover two where the middle's open,
okay.
but he sat on it. And I'm looking the other safety off. I come back, I throw it. As soon as he caught it, I took off because I was, like, in fear, because I knew who was on the sideline. So I take off. I actually make the tackle, but I pick the guy up off the ground and throw him into the guy that holds the dish.
Right.
Like, you know that thing where you like
yes,
to hear
I
it?
Know, yeah, I know.
And I got a friggin' 15-yard penalty for, I don't know, personal foul. Like, I picked him up and threw him. So I come to the sideline, and I see where Parcells is.
Right, right.
So I ran, like, 15 yards down further from him so I could come to the sideline. And then he comes down. I run back on the field and go back up because I thought it was it. Like, he was going to put me in a bus right now.
Right, right, right.
And I get to the sideline. He's like, hey, don't worry about it. I got you. You know, we're good. We're good. We're in this. Don't worry. And I'm like, I don't even know what plays you're calling. Like, I had three plays, an option, mm-hmm. a quarterback draw, and, like, a sprint pass.
Right.
And I'm
right.
running offenses. You know what I mean? Like, but I will say this. We were still in it all the way down to the end.
Yeah, until Johnson threw the interception in the end zone on okay. the option pass.
Now, let me tell you this right now, because Leon I was standing Johnson. There when we called the timeout. And
right.
Parcells told Leon Johnson 8 times, if it's not there, throw it away. And I can't even say on your air how he said it.
Okay? Right.
Because
right.
you already know
right.
how Parcells
right.
called. 8 times.
Right.
Leon, what are you going to do? Coach,
right.
I've
right.
got it.
Right.
No,
right.
tell me. What are you going to do if it's not there? I'm going to throw it away, coach. As soon as, and don't forget, we had the Ravens, who were the number one defense in the NFL, the last game of the season. So we had to beat Detroit to go to the playoffs. And then he tossed it, and there was an interception.
Yeah, no,
so
I understand. Believe me, I know what happened. Now I want to fast forward to 99, okay? And this is the reason I brought 97 up, because this always made me so ticked off. You know, Bill couldn't wait to put you in that game in 97 when you never threw a pass in your life in the biggest game
Correct.
Of the year, but he waits till, like, you guys are 1-6 in 99
Correct.
To go to
yep.
you. I mean, what? How? And Rick Myers stunk. I mean, you talk about a guy that stunk. And you go back to the first game. You go back to the first game of the season when Vinny got hurt. Remember, Tom Tupa comes in the game. It was the punter.
2 touchdowns.
Right.
Two touchdowns,
and he takes him out for Meyer. What?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
Tupa was on fire, too.
And he took him.
He
couldn't wait to get him out of the game, Ray. And then they go 1-5, 1-6, okay? And then he says, okay, now I think I'll go to Ray Lucas. And, of course, you guys go on a run and come within one game and making the playoffs. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, though. You want to hear a funny story about Parcells?
Go ahead.
So,
I'm still mad at him about that.
Parcells.
You know
that. I figured as much. After the game's over with. You know, Parcells was the type of coach, like, he took it personal.
Which game is this, the Lion game? Is this the Lion game?
This is 99. This
okay.
is 99 when he puts me in.
So, okay.
Vinny's still coming to meetings and stuff. You know what I mean? I think Vinny knew that it was going to be a change and that I was going to go in, but never told me if he did know. But he was always there for me, like, all the time. So Parcells comes in.
Right.
You can see he hasn't slept. And he says, I'm starting this guy. Either get behind him or we'll lose every game. He walks out. So I turn around and see who he's pointing to. And Vinny goes, Ray, he's pointing to you.
Right. But Vinny was hurt. Like, Vinny's hurt at this point.
Yeah,
he's going thinking to move from Meyer to you at this point.
So I say, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, I said, Vin, are you serious? So I run down to call the wifey up. And in my locker is a box of Depends. And I'm, like, looking like, what is that? And it says in Parcells' narrative, make sure you don't blank your pants. So all my fears and all my stuff kind of, you know, went out. Like, he was gifted in that part.
Right.
Like, and people don't give him enough credit for his mind
as well as his
scheme. You know what I'm saying? But, I was a little hot because we were pretty damn good towards the end of the season.
Nah,
nobody can touch us.
Yeah, no, you're 100%
They're
right.
lucky when you get to the friggin' playoffs because it would have been a different scenario.
I agree.
You might not be waiting still.
I'm still mad at that season. So, anyway. All right, Ray, you know what?
Sam Darnold is going to take us to the promised land, Joseph. That fate.
Got from your lips to God. Ray, I long for the moment that I'm at the parade with you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's what I'm saying. But listen, I'll bring the, like, you know, the Tums and stuff. So if you need anything, Joe, you just call me. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, well, I need a lot of stuff. Now, let me just say this. Tune in to SNY for exclusive Jets coverage all season long. Catch Ray.
Yeah, Sunday, 7 o'clock, Joe. Tune in.
This Sunday already coming up?
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock, baby. We're going live.
All right. All right. And Jets game plan, by the way, is premieres Thursday, September 5th at 6:30 p.m. on SNY. My good buddy, Ray Lucas. Ray, you do a great job.
Always a pleasure, my brother.
You got it, my man. I'll talk to you as the year goes on, all right?
You got it.
All right, Ray Lucas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.